This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it's a great day and a great nation, despite the fact that the president of Colombia, which used to be one of the closest aligned of all the Latin American countries with the United States of America, and one of the most sympathetic, the Colombian president, whose name is Gustavo Petro, sitting next to Al Gore, who was worried about rain bombs, it's his phrase, rain bombs and boiling oceans. That sounds like a science fiction title. That's great. Rain bombs and boiling oceans. That can be the next Al Gore bestseller. Seriously, somebody should tell Al that I'm suggesting that for his book title. I mean, this is Al is a Nobel Prize winner. He's an Oscar winner, and maybe a Nobel Prize for literature.
Enough already!
Winston Churchill won a Nobel Prize for literature. He really did. And Al Gore, with his forthcoming title, Rain Bombs and Boiling Oceans, love that. In any event, sitting next to Al Gore, the Gustavo Petro said that capitalism created global warming and our state of global anarchy, and humanity must overcome capitalism, and that's a direct quote, in order that we can live in our planet. Okay, that's why there are so many millions of people who are running away from capitalism. Uh-huh. Isn't it the opposite? In other words, if you look at the people who are fleeing Latin America, they're not fleeing the countries that have capitalism and personal liberty. They're fleeing countries like Venezuela and Nicaragua and Cuba, where so many of the very, very best of Cuban people have come to the United States. And part of the reason is I referred, when we were talking about this earlier, I referred to a piece that is very, very important, and it really deserves some attention. It's a piece that appeared in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, and it's by Phil Graham, a former U.S. senator and economics professor, and he is co-writing with John Early, who served twice as assistant commissioner at the Bureau of Labor Statistics and as an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute. And someone who was working in the Bureau of Labor Statistics knows what's going on in America. And basically, the title of the piece is Upward Mobility is Alive and Well. And the subheading says, studies show the vast majority of American adults have higher income than their parents did. Now, if you question this, go look at the actual statistics. Is the American dream in peril? They ask. Collectivists say yes and point to rising inequality of income, but they don't understand the question. A commitment to equality of outcomes in life is totally alien to the American ethos. The words of Abraham Lincoln say that America is committed to, quote, an open field and a fair chance for your industry, enterprise, and intelligence. Recognizing that, in the words of Will Durant, freedom and equality are sworn and everlasting enemies, and when one prevails, the other dies. Now, given the fact that Will Durant was a big leftist, it's amazing that he said that, but listen again, it's so direct and so important. Freedom and equality are sworn and everlasting enemies, and when one prevails, the other dies. America has always chosen freedom. The American dream is of individual upward mobility, not social progress toward uniformity. Analysts for the Pew Charitable Trusts in 2012 quantify the economic advancement of American families. They compared the inflation-adjusted income of parents with the inflation-adjusted income of their children some 30 years later. The parents in the study were 41 years old on average, and the children 45 when their incomes were measured. Measured by inflation-adjusted household income, 93% of all children who grew up in the bottom income quintile, that's the bottom 20%, were better off than their parents. Of children in the middle three-fifths of society, in other words, the American middle class, 86% grew up to live in families with higher incomes than their parents. Even among those in the top income quintile, 70% were better off. Since the findings of these studies, and they go on to cite two more definitive studies, covering the past half century were extraordinarily similar, we have averaged them in the nearby chart. For each parental income quintile, the chart shows the percentage of adult children from those families who grew up to live in each income quintile. In other words, dividing the country into the top 20%, then the next 20%, the next 20%, dividing it into fifths, into quintiles, the very overwhelmingly common fate for any American is to be in a higher quintile than your parents were. And even for those who start at the top, you end up earning more. They write that you might expect that children would tend to end up in the same income quintile as their parents. Parents impart their genes and their values and their advantages to their children. Those with high income are generally highly educated and give their children every advantage, such as private schools, tutors, and counselors. Poor families often lack the knowledge and resources to provide those advantages. Yet, the share of adult children who grew up to live in a household in the same income quintile as their parents is surprisingly small. The chart shows that for the middle three quintiles, only 22% to 24% of children remain in the same segment as their parents, barely more than the 20% that would result if income quintiles were assigned at random. On average, 39% of these children as adults rose to a higher quintile and 37% fell to a lower one. These are kids who were raised in the middle class. The harshest critics of mobility in America can find little to fault in the income mobility of the three central quintiles. And then they conclude their piece with these words, which are very important. This incredible income mobility is measured only over one generation. Parents struggle and sacrifice to provide their children with education and opportunities they themselves lacked. Millions of parents have lived out their dreams through the achievements of their children, generation after generation. As a result, America's real mobility is most visible over multiple generations. Many historians believe George Washington's grandmother came to America as an indentured worker. Washington became one of the richest men in colonial America, and in the words of King George III, the greatest man in the world. Yes, they say, it is better to be born rich, brilliant, and beautiful. But poor, ordinary, and homely people succeed in America every day. The American dream is alive and well. With the dream being alive and well, and that mobility being available to so many people, what is it that makes our politics so very bitter right now? And with people like a defeated candidate for the legislature out in New Mexico actually turning to violence to try to settle personal and political grievances. We'll get to this extraordinary story that involves an arrest in four different shootings at four different target families. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
call The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code Medved. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Medved, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code Medved or 1-800-320-6280.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is all kinds of conversation about hate speech right now and trying to stop hate speech, and not just in social media, but everywhere. And in fact, there was at the World Economic Forum in Davos, where that select group of extraordinary individuals that John Kerry is referencing at Davos, There is also the vice president of the European Commission, whose name is Vera Jourova, and at the World Economic Forum, she spoke to Brian Stelter and extolled the virtues of Europe's hate speech laws and suggested they will soon be coming to the United States of America. This is clip number 4.
Well, we need the people who understand the language and the case law in the country, because what qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S., I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
The idea that there is speech that is too dangerous, we have that in the United States. You are not allowed to speak directly about violence. But other than that, we have something called the Bill of Rights, which does protect people's right to expression. I mean, even if it hurts someone's feelings, what you do not have the right to do is to talk about violence or actually threatening people or actually threatening even officials in the course of their duty. You can get yourself tagged with seditious conspiracy and more. And speaking of that kind of conspiracy, there's this extraordinary story that really deserves, I think, a great deal of attention. It's a story out of New Mexico where a former Republican candidate, and when you say former, he was just on the ballot in November. He was the Republican nominee for state legislature. He didn't do so well. And part of the reason he didn't do so well is he's a former prisoner and a former burglar. He'd spent 7 years in prison. He had gotten involved in prison brawls in which he'd tried to, and apparently successfully, gouged eyes out. He was an unpleasant person. His name is Solomon Pena, but he was the Republican nominee for state legislature in a district where, again, it wasn't such a strong showing. He got 26% of the vote. His Democratic opponent, the incumbent, got 74%. So, if you lose by 48%, you pretty clearly have lost. He believes he won. And this is like George Santos, the latest we have from him, where people have recovered some tape of him speaking on January 5th, right before the riot in the Capitol building, speaking to another Stop the Steal assembly, a rally in D.C., and George Santos talking about basically how he won his election. He actually lost by 15 points, but he claims he won and that people had taken ballots from his election in New York and had moved those ballots to Pennsylvania, and how they did that when they're different ballots altogether. We will get to that. But on this story of Solomon Pena, a former Republican candidate accused of orchestrating attacks on the homes of Democratic rivals, cited the need to threaten civil war to achieve political change, according to police investigators who said that a bullet fired in the attacks passed close enough to a sleeping girl to leave her face spattered with dust. This is a little girl of one of the Democrats that he was trying to rub out. The series of shootings in the wake of the November elections followed other episodes of politically motivated violence across the country in recent months, including an attack on the husband of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, remember that, and rattled the political establishment in New Mexico, where Democrats hold both chambers of the legislature and the governor's office. After seeking a state legislative seat, Solomon Pena, 39, a supporter of Donald J. Trump, of course, who attended the pro-Trump rally in Washington on January 6, 2021, refused to concede, despite losing by 48 percentage points to an incumbent in a district that has long voted for Democrats. He was arrested on Monday, 2 days ago, in connection with the shootings at the homes of four Democratic officials. He had a belief process that he was cheated, Chief Harold Medina of the Albuquerque police said. The police filed a rash of charges against Mr. Pena, including criminal solicitation, attempted aggravated battery, shooting at an occupied building, shooting from a moving vehicle, and conspiracy. Mr. Pena, who previously served time in prison for burglary and many other crimes, took part in at least one of the attacks himself, according to the criminal complaint in the case, trying to fire an AR-15 at the home of Linda Lopez, a state senator. He attacked two county commissioners because it's the county commission that verifies the ballot counting in New Mexico, and two Democratic state senators who also had opposed him. Mr. Lopez's 10-year-old daughter told her mother after the shooting that she believed a spider woke her up by crawling on her face, the complaint against Mr. Pena said. But the next morning, Ms. Lopez found bullet holes in her home. As it turned out, sheetrock dust was blown onto Linda's daughter's face, this is a 10-year-old daughter, and bed, from a bullet passing through her bedroom above her head, the complaint said. In a text message that Mr. Pena sent to one of the accused gunmen, they described him as a mastermind. He was the mastermind of this conspiracy. How are you a mastermind if you're sending text messages which can then be used as evidence against you? What an idiot, in addition to everything else. In the text messages that Mr. Pena sent to one of the accused gunmen in November, according to the criminal complaint, he highlighted a cryptic passage from a book that was unknown to investigators. Quote, "It was only the additional incentive of a threat of civil war that empowered a president to complete the reformist project." That quote appears in the book Stuffing the Ballot Box, a 2002 academic study about fraud and electoral reform in Costa Rica. The belief that civil war is unavoidable in the United States or should be fought to protect conservative values has been a frequent rallying cry on the right in recent months, if not for years. What a sad story. And what a horrible story for conservatives or patriots of any kind to be associated with. Speaking of which, new tapes from George Santos. What do they include? We'll talk about it coming up on The Medved Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
It sounds great.
The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. The White House briefed reporters this afternoon about President Biden's handling of classified documents. The National Archives says it must consult with the Department of Justice before releasing information on the president's actions to Congress. House Republicans on the Oversight Committee requested all documents and communications between the Archives and White House related to the discovery of classified materials found at the president's home and former office. The Archives says it will share that after consulting with the Justice Department to ensure it doesn't interfere with a special counsel Council's investigation. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is calling for the Biden administration to do more on immigration reform.
Our cities and mayors have guided us this far. Now it's time for our entire government to support the work.
Mayor Adams speaking at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. New York City has helped more than 40,000 migrants since last spring. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show.
There's all kinds of breaking news that is actually fairly amazing about George Santos. And first of all, new questions about his name. And George Santos is pretty easy, but he has apparently in just the last 2 years, since he was running for Congress the first time, he has used George Santos, Anthony DeVolder. Apparently his mother's family's name is DeVolder. He's also used the name Anthony Zabrowski. And he did that according to one of his former associates. He chose Zabrowski because he was trying to start to make some money, a charity called the People for Pets United. And they're only for pets that are united, right? But in any event, the charity doesn't really exist. He collected some money for it, but he listed himself on that one as Anthony Zabrowski. And he said, well, I want to get some Jewish money for donations, and the Jews will only support people with Jewish names. And first of all, Zabrowski could easily be a Polish or even a Ukrainian name, but certainly a Polish name. But in any event, we go back to George Santos, which is the name by which he is going to be serving on the House Committee on Science, Technology, and Space. And this for a space cadet like Santos seems very appropriate. This Business Insider reports two former roommates of Representative George Santos say the congressman took a Burberry scarf from one of them and warned in public a year later to a 2021 Stop the Steal rally at which he claimed his own 2020 election had been stolen away from him. He lost by 15 points. It wasn't close. He was running against an incumbent, Congressman Tom Suozzi, and he lost by 15 points. The new revelation adds to a lengthy and growing list of accusations robbed at the new member of Congress. By the way, the scarf was $520? Is there anyone out there within sound of my voice who would ever even dream of buying a scarf for $520? It's okay, I'm not known for my resplendent wardrobe, right? And, buying any piece of clothing for $520. But that's not all. They also said in messages in 2020 between these two roommates of his, Maury Parker and Rebello, the two roommates vented about the items they suspected Santos had stolen from both of them, including an Armani shirt worth $500. A shirt? Worth $500? The roommates refer to him as Anthony in the messages, matching reports that Santos was previously using the name Anthony DeVolder. Now, why this changing around of names? It's to skip out from the various legal charges against him. It's charged in Brazil as Anthony DeVolder for stealing blank checks from a hospitalized, a patient who was getting home care that his mother was providing in Brazil. And so she helped him steal blank checks and then forged checks to buy clothing. More of this clothing deal that he seems to be obsessed with. Okay, this is all extraordinary, and there's this on George Santos introducing himself as founder of a very, very important political group. This is back in 2019, where he was trying to get black Americans, quote, to walk away from the Democratic Party. Listen, clip six.
I recently founded a movement called United for Trump on Facebook. Our first rally was the rally last Saturday in Fifth Avenue, where Brandon and Barbara were in attendance. I'm one of the co-founders for that organization. As a gay man and having always been a Republican, I've always had a lot of controversy around that because I'm pro-life, I'm gay, I'm a Republican, and also my parents are immigrants. So a lot of people would say, wow, you like compiling minorities. Damn it. Yeah, it's a hobby. What I see personally with the issue at hand as far as abortion goes is we're too focused in creating a fast solution to a problem instead of educating people on how to not get pregnant.
Right.
How about not getting pregnant, and how about avoiding to having to abort kids?
Okay, obviously, if you're gay, you have an easier time avoiding getting pregnant. I mean, there's that a bigoted thing to say. There's also, Colbert was all over Santos, and the part that is particularly funny is Santos, in a radio interview while he was a candidate, talking about his athletic achievements in a college he never attended. But it sounded like this as Colbert presented it. This is clip one.
When I was in Baruch, we were the number one volleyball.
Did you graduate from Baruch? Did you graduate from there?
Yeah.
So did I.
I did.
So did I.
Oh, very cool. So, great school, great institution. Very liberal,
yes.
But very good professors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great school, great professors. Dumbledore, McGonagall, the nutty. Santos continued to fabricate, telling a story with a sad, made-up ending.
We went to play against Harvard, Yale, and we slay them. We were champions across the entire Northeast corridor. Every school that came up against us, they were shaking at the time. Look, I sacrificed both my knees and got very nice knee replacements from HSS playing volleyball. That's how serious I took the game.
It's true. Doctors say one of the most dangerous sports is imaginary volleyball.
And again, it's not even true about the volleyball team. And then there's more about his MBA, and which is non-existent, and his advice to kids. Listen.
But Santos didn't stop with the BS and BS. In a recently unearthed 2020 podcast, Santos bragged about graduating from NYU with an MBA.
I put myself through college and got an MBA from NYU, and I have zero debt. It's hard work. You got to do it.
He ended the interview with a powerful message to the youth.
Nothing comes for free. Nothing in life is free. And the harder you work for something, the more you want it. And the more you want it, the more rewarding it is. I hate looking at youth today and seeing them sitting on their behinds and acting like, you know, oh, this is so hard.
Yeah, you lazy youth. How many accomplishments did you make up today? One, two. George Santos tells 10 lies before breakfast.
And there's more. We have time for the January 5th and the scarf. Listen.
Santos said after losing his first run for Congress, here he is on January 5th of 2021 at a Stop the Steal rally.
They did to me what they did to Donald J. Trump. They stole my election.
And he knows stealing when he sees it because, and this is true, he made that speech in a scarf he stole from his roommate.
And he doesn't even put on that it was a $520 Burberry scarf. Maybe he could give it back as he takes his place on the Science, Technology, and Space Committee. Do you remember at one point, Sheila Jackson Lee was, I think, chairman of that committee. And she had asked people what happened to the American flag on Mars, which doesn't exist. And again, people would say, Houston, we have a problem. Sheila Jackson Lee represents Houston. We'll be right back on the MedBed Show.
You are speaking truth.
MedBed.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is an indication that President Trump has seen his approval ratings and his support levels in the Republican Party, which, of course, is going to be the key basis for making the decision whether he'll be the nominee again or not in November of, it's not this year, it's of next year. We have a bunch of elections coming up this November, November of 2023, but it's still close on to 2 years away before the presidential election. In any event, the headline on the Hill is Trump trounces DeSantis in potential GOP primary matchup, new poll finds. And this goes against another poll that we referenced yesterday. And it's a poll by WP Intel. And it's a poll that was taken January 8th. But it shows that Biden running against Trump, Biden wins big. And again, this is after we have gotten, though not as much intensity, information about those Biden documents in his garage next to his Corvette and some of that kind of reporting, which certainly doesn't help President Biden. He still beats Trump 49 points to 41%. Whereas against DeSantis, DeSantis actually beats Biden by 3 points. So there's an 11-point spread. In other words, Republicans do 11 points better and have a victory if DeSantis is the nominee, at least according to this poll. DeSantis tops Biden 45 to 42. But then there's a more recent poll which shows that Trump's improvement in the favorability ratings, and what does that have to do with? The general assumption is it has to do with Biden being hurt by the document scandal. The headline in The Hill is Trump trounces DeSantis in potential GOP primary matchup. And it says that a Morning Consult poll released today showed Trump with 48% among potential Republican primary voters, followed by DeSantis with 31%. That's trouncing. I mean, it's 17 points, but it means that at least at this stage of the campaign, DeSantis is somewhat competitive. Trump's front-runner position differs from some polls since the November midterm elections, which have shown DeSantis closing the gap with Trump or taking the lead in some cases. Former Vice President Mike Pence came in a distant third with 8%, followed by former Representative Liz Cheney with 3%. Can I say that as much as I like and admire Liz Cheney, her chance of winning the Republican nomination for president is kind of remote. I mean, ranging on non-existent. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley and Senator Ted Cruz both received 2%. The other former U.N. ambassador who was in the race, the second Republican to actually announce his candidacy, John Bolton, he doesn't register at all. Trump's support in Morning Consult polls over the past month has stayed between 45% and 50%, while DeSantis, they report here, has hovered around 30%. Among Trump voters in the most recent poll, and this is interesting, DeSantis is comfortably the second choice, with 44% backing the Florida governor. About 20% of those who said that if Trump drops out said they would support Pence, and 7% would back Cruz. Just over a third of DeSantis supporters would vote for Trump, however, as their second choice, while 14% would support Pence and 13% would back Haley. Pollsters found Trump's favorability rating among potential Republican primary voters has been improving over the last month, with 77% having a favorable view of him. What has Trump done exactly in the last month that would cause his favorability to go up? It is extraordinarily unclear, it does seem to me. DeSantis has an advantage among potential voters who view both of them unfavorably. Only 11% said they view DeSantis unfavorably, while 23% say they view Trump unfavorably. The poll did show that DeSantis would perform somewhat better against President Biden, which is the same thing that Intel poll showed, that in a hypothetical general election matchup, DeSantis led Biden by 3 points. It's exactly the same as the other poll. While Biden led Trump by 3 points, 43% to 40%, not as much. Now, again, people saw in the last election, they certainly saw in 2016, polls can be inaccurate, and when elections are close, and American elections have been very close because we're a closely divided country, the idea that polls that are taken so far in advance of when people will actually be voting to choose the next president, that they could be accurate, that is going to be very, very shaky in terms of a ironclad ground for prediction. But one of the things you can predict, it seems to me, is that Democrats are going to help themselves by taking on issues that are, I guess, woke, politically correct, but incredibly foolish. There's a viral video of a representative in the Minnesota House of Representatives, where actually the Democrats have now taken over both houses of the Minnesota legislature. They had a good election in Minnesota, the Democrats did. There's a Representative Sandra Feist, who is arguing passionately for a civil rights issue. The civil rights issue involves feminine hygiene products that she wants to be installed in all bathrooms, including male bathrooms. Why do they have to have feminine hygiene products in male bathrooms, and why is this a concern for the legislature? Listen, clip 9.
Not all students who menstruate are female. We need to make sure that all students have access to these products. There are obviously less non-female menstruating students, and therefore their usage will be much lower, and that was actually calculated into the cost of this and how much we decided to fund it. And so we do not expect that the non-female menstruating students will use these products as much as the students using female bathrooms, but it's important to have them there. And that brings me to this, just the social-emotional reasons for that. These students who are not female, who menstruate, face a greater stigma and barrier to asking for these products, and so providing them in an easily accessible place in all student bathrooms is particularly important for those students.
Okay, we are now talking about non-female menstruating students. So can we say that these are transgendered students, male transgendered students who once were female and that's why they are menstruating? And again, the idea that schools, with everything else they want to take on, have to now take on the concerns of non-menstruating high school students. And by the way, this is just extraordinary, because again, one of the concerns here would be most people in high school are relatively young. I mean, normally people graduate age 18 in high school. So you're talking about expecting students to have fully transitioned before high school. It seems to me extraordinary, and I'm glad that everything is so terrific at the Minnesota Public Schools that the legislature has to be concerned with all of that. We also have going on in February 15th is a big event in Jerusalem. It is the Our Crowd Summit, and Our Crowd investors, people who have invested in anything, can register for free. Places are limited. Tickets are going fast. If you're not an investor but would like to get your teeth into the biggest and most exciting business event in Israel every year, register now and secure a 15% January discount by registering before January 31st using the promo code OC, Our Crowd Summit 15. That's the 15th summit they've had. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Our Crowd in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.